Tonight, James shoots a lot of guns, Mike shoots clowns in the head, and we give thanks for our steak and mushroom coffee.
Hey, this is James from TorontoPunk.com.
And by his side, for the ride, no place to hide. Actually, I can't hide a lot easier because I'm losing weight. It's Couch Potato Mike. How the fuck are you this morning?
Amazing. Which is, we're recording a different time than usual, but you guys, the show must go on.
Yes, it must.
So normally we record on Saturdays. Our interview had technical difficulties, like interviews often do. This time we were not blown off by the guests. Yay.
And it wasn't our technical difficulties, actually.
For once, it was their technical difficulties. Our guests could not get their audio to work, so it would be Mike offered to read her written transcript.
That would have been so awesome.
Yes. However, I know he would have read, like, "Me make chicken ama."
Oh,
and I'm like, Mike, no. No, Mike, no. So,
and then that interview would have lasted approximately a minute and a half.
Yes.
No, but fortunately, she has agreed to reschedule, so we are going to get the Chicken Armor Lady back on here. We just haven't had much luck with chicken ladies.
I was talking to Serenity this morning, and I was like, we have not had luck with chicken guests, so.
We are going to get this interview, though. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes.
And so, if you're listening out there, Miss Bong, that's her name, Jill Bong, please don't think we're flaming racists. We're really not.
No. And if you are in the raising chicken space and you have knowledge to add to the podcast, then by all means, send me an email, james@survivalpunk.com, and we'll schedule an interview with you. Because I haven't added chickens yet. I'm hoping to cobble together something in the spring, maybe, and have three or four chickens, I could have my three eggs every day.
But here's a question for you. Long time ago, we had Cheryl and her husband, Justin, from Crooked Tree Farm.
Right.
On the podcast. Did we actually talk about goat rearing on that episode?
We did talk about it a little bit. The episode was sort of random. We split it into two parts. We had homesteading on one part and then tactical on the second part. And it was a fun chat.
Okay, because if we didn't talk about raising goats and stuff like that, I wouldn't mind having them back on the show anytime.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, Cheryl, if you're listening, for a while I was talking to her in talks to have her call in on the number, and do a sort of weekly segment. It was like the weekly weed minute, where it was like news in weed freedom movements. Colorado has just done this. Blah, blah, blah. State has done this. Blah, 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 blah. Because
that would be awesome.
For me, I tie, and by the way, I don't do marijuana. If it was legal, I probably still wouldn't do it. But I'm a big supporter of it because it's one of the two things for freedom. Because Michael W. Dean did it. It was like guns and weed. Those are the two paths of freedom. Because, you know, it's they're litigated and controlled, and they don't need to be, either of them.
Yeah, and if it was legalized in this state, I would be high right now.
Well, there you go. I may require you to have an after party and do the show sober, but then you can celebrate. Get off my show, you high fucker!
No, I'd do the show stoned.
You goddamn pothead!
No, I would. I'd straight up do it. At least one episode stoned off my ass.
Yeah. How do you feel this morning, by the way? We walked another 10 miles or... Okay, so
is questionable.
Yeah, the 10 miles is questionable. it's somewhere between Mike's wife, her step counter counted, what, under 10, 8, 9 miles or something?
Somewhere around 9 miles an hour.
And mine counted for the day because I didn't track just the hike, but for the day, and we didn't do any walking really before that. At like 14 miles. So
yeah, so there's something's rotten in Denmark.
Yeah, true. I did sort of run in circles and play around a little bit, but not 14 miles.
Not to the equivalent of additional 5 miles.
Yeah, so either it's 10 miles and her counter went under and mine went over.
Well, maybe old man running counts as 5 times.
Okay,
more.
Yeah, I was jostling. Yeah, I was jostling because the counters kind of go by like vibration and jostling. So
See, and at this point, we were walking back, and they were probably the length of a football field ahead of me. Everybody else in my group was. My wife, them, because we were on the return trip from this down and back.
Some miles.
Greenway walking path. Yeah, somewhere. We had walked, I'd say, at least 5 or 6 miles at this point. And they were way the hell ahead of me, and I all of a sudden started hearing Serenity cackling like an old hen. Just, I'm like, God, they're having a good time. I don't know what the hell is going on up there. But she would not stop laughing. And apparently James was doing what he is calling the old man run.
Yeah, like if you watch old men, like they're running, but they're going like the pace of like walking for normal people.
They look like they're jogging, but you can pass them.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, their heads are like really up high and they're sort of like just wiggling. Like they're not really like, you know, moving back and forth. Their arms are like just kind of stiff and wiggling. And they're like, this is funny. We'll have to shoot a video or something.
Oh, God. It reminds me. Do you remember the show The Critic, starring John Lovitz?
I know of it, yes. Yeah.
There's this one episode where he's running in a marathon, and he's in dead last. He's hours behind everybody. God. It's pitch black by the time he gets done. But he is running at one point. He's running, and his Australian friend comes up, and he's running along with him. Then he realizes, hey, I could just walk and be faster than you. And he's walking while dude's running.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's walking backwards. And he's still fucking running.
Yeah.
And still faster than him.
That's what I was doing in Serenity. Like, I was old man running. And then, like, I started running back and forth sideways. And then, like, running in circles around her. And, like, I'd run up and then run back. And
oh, my God.
It was funny.
Yeah, you had her laughing her ass off.
She was. And
she also fell for no reason. I still haven't figured it out. Because she was right in front of everybody. And all of a sudden, she's down on her back.
Yeah. And, quote of the day yesterday was when we were eating lunch at the end, and I don't remember why, but I said the phrase, y'all just need Jesus in your diet.
Yeah, I don't know why. I think
it was the funniest thing
ever. We were all tired enough that I just sparked a random like bout of laughter amongst everybody. Yeah. Y'all need Jesus in your diet.
And on that bombshell, what do we have coming up today?
Coming up on the show today, we're going to be creeping out some clowns with some guns after the apocalypse. We're going to be talking about food anxieties and a few ways to deal with that. And we're going to be giving our review on the mushroom coffee mix. And of course, there will be a Mike's rant that you can hopefully, if I don't have technical difficulties this time, look forward to seeing on my YouTube channel. But are we still plugging your ebook?
By all means, if people want to buy it, survivalpunk.com/something.
You're as bad as Jeremy Clarkson, dude.
I'll have a link. I mean, you go to survivalpunk.com, there's a big link at the top that says, like, pumpkin ebook. It's pumpkin ebook.
And this is the beginning of the pumpkin season, is it not?
It is.
I mean, we got Halloween leading all the way up to Thanksgiving and Christmas, and in my house, pumpkin pie is served at all those times.
Yeah.
Of course, I'll just eat a pumpkin pie as a snack. I don't care. I love me some fucking pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie is the best.
Pumpkin pie.
Yep.
And my wife loves anything. And my wife, she's a traditional white woman in America, which means pumpkin spice everything.
Yep. But hold on. Besides that, so the book is 99 cents. I would love for you to buy it. I can, you know, buy more stuff. But anyway, I have published my first Instructables on Instructables.com. If you go there, they have contests. So I did a two-part video on building and shooting DIY ballistics plate body armor. There's a contest for The Walking Dead for a bunch of survival gear. I've entered that contest. If you will go to Instructables.com and vote for me, I will be a better leader than Donald Trump. And I'll win. No. I'll win survival gear, and I like that.
It'll be huge. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
No, and you do that, and everybody that votes for him, we will read your names out on the podcast.
I can't see the people that vote. But if you vote and send me an email, I'll give you a shout-out.
I'll just read out a bunch of random names.
Joe Clark in Wisconsin, you are great for voting.
You got to vote for Mr. D. Trump.
Crazy. So let's get into the show, and do please vote for me. And probably too late for this, but next year, if you guys want to like submit us to the podcast awards that I think are in October, awesome.
Yes.
We would love to win that shit.
Do they have YouTube awards?
Probably.
Submit me to those.
I want to get one of those gold play buttons, or silver play buttons. Well, gold, and yeah, I want them both.
What's that?
You went. They send you a plaque, basically, for having so many subscribers.
Oh, sweet.
They have one that's silver and one that's gold.
I want one of those.
Made out of silver and gold.
Silver and gold.
But it's like, you know, 100,000, 500,000, whatever.
Oh, well, I got to get that. You got to give me that many views, people.
Yeah.
Just watch my video on repeats over and over and over again.
It's subscribers.
Make people subscribe. I don't care. Yeah. Use guns. I don't give a fuck. I want one of them plackies.
Yes. Use clowns to scare them into it. So
yes. So now it is time for the news.
And the news is good. This is from CBSNews.com. Hoax or threat? Clown sightings fuel panic nationwide.
Dun dun dun.
People are afraid of clowns for some reason. There's been a wave of creepy... Oh my god, what if they're shutting down ICP concerts?
Well, those clowns are out on stage.
Yeah. There's been a wave of creepy clown sightings across the United States. Going back to late August, there have been dozens of reports of threatening clowns, largely centered around schools and colleges. Many have been dismissed by law enforcement as pranks, and I've seen the dismissals. But more than a dozen people have been arrested in connection with the sightings.
Wow.
Whether they are pranks, threats, or actual sightings, police and other officials have to take them seriously as a potential threat to safety. That's starting to drain resources from law enforcement agencies who are concerned about feeding into hysteria, reports CBS News correspondent Dan Dollar.
It seems as if a news report of threatening clowns pop up every hour. This week, a 14-year-old in California was arrested when he threatened a middle and high school on an Instagram page called Fontana's Killer Clowns. Police said that the teen wanted to scare people and gain social media followers.
Of course.
We've heard that people were going to show up on campus, but we haven't seen anything, said one student. Police in Connecticut dealt with a similar social media threat targeting several schools in the New Haven area. While officials dismissed it as a hoax, they're still taking it seriously.
At this time, we are considering this to be nothing more than a prank and harassment fueled by social media with upcoming Halloween. Working with the police department. Credible threat to students or schools in the district, said Garth Harrisies.
Is actually someone named Garth?
Garth. Superintendent of New Haven Public Schools. It appears to have been much more than a scare for near San Francisco on Wednesday. A mother said...
All right, damn it, I'm calling bullshit on Wednesday. There's no H in Wednesday.
Wednesday. A mother said she fought off a person dressed as a clown who grabbed her one-year-old daughter. Blah, blah, blah. Link's right there. I thought he was going to kiss her hand. What? Don't let clowns kiss your daughter's hands.
You dumb fuck.
Instead, he pulled her arm, literally. That is literally the wrong use of literally. Oh
my God. Ugh. So he pulled her arm, literally.
Yes. So I pulled her back and then kicked him. Tiffany Martin.
The phenomenon started in late August, with children in South Carolina reporting seeing clowns beckoning them into the woods, but those sightings were never confirmed. The clown scare was even brought up at a White House press briefing this week. When asked if the president was aware of troubling trend for comment, while White House Secretary Josh Earnest said, "I don't know what the president has been briefed on in this particular situation. Some are so upset by the perceived threats that they're ready to take the law into their own hands." Hundreds of students at Penn State University launched a late-night manhunt after a clown was reportedly seen on campus. They were armed with seltzer bottles and cream pies. It's that type of behavior that puts some professional clowns on edge.
Oh, my God. I've been flipped off. I've been booed. I've had trash thrown at my car. I've been experiencing excessive profanity whilst performing. Justin Brody, a professional clown. What an oxymoron.
Professional clown.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
So, why are so many people playing into the panic? hoaxes and attempts to frighten people and people buying into it have happened throughout history.
Oh, yeah.
But we're ripe for this right now because social media...
Goddamn Facebook.
Which allows fear to propagate globally very quickly.
Fucking Twitter.
And because right now, we are a country very anxious about otherness.
Otherness?
What the fuck?
Otherness.
Otherness is not a word!
Oh, said psychiatrist Dr. Gail Saltz.
Otherness?
Otherness.
What a bunch of pussy young millennials.
We're anxious about otherness.
God, that, yeah,
no, otherness is the only, you have to say otherness.
No, you're fucking xenophobic, you fucks. But that's, in addition...
Is this fucking psychiatrist? Is she married to that dude off of Beavis and Butthead?
Something. Mr. Van Riesen.
Yeah, Mr. Van Riesen.
Gail Saltz-Van Riesen. Yes.
We're almost done. But in addition to the suspects accused of making online threats, some of those who have been arrested are charged with making false reports, making the whole situation even more frustrating for police officers all over the country. Meanwhile, the trend appears to be spreading with similar reports to police in England this week. Police in Gloucester, England, have now warned residents that people in clown suits acting suspicious after receiving 6 reports of such behavior. In some cases, the clown-suited individuals were reportedly acting in a threatening manner. Police officers have yet to see anyone in a clown suit in the response to the calls.
Yes. So, if you're worried, I saw this meme that was like, we've all been preparing for the zombie apocalypse. When now we're faced with the clown apocalypse.
Yeah.
So there's a very important training movie that you can watch to prepare for the clown apocalypse. Said movie is behind Mike over there. Somewhere.
The Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
That is correct.
Aim for their nose.
Exactly. If you are faced with a killer clown, shoot them in the nose. It's guaranteed to kill them.
I don't see it.
It's around here somewhere.
Yeah, it is.
I definitely have it. Good movie. I make Serenity watch it because she's not seen it
ever. A classic cult favorite B movie.
Yes. If you have not seen it, go find it.
They're capturing humans, encasing them in freaking what looks like cotton candy.
And then putting sucking their organs out.
Through crazy straws.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes.
And melting. I think they were melting people with cream pies at one
point. They have weird alien clown superpowers like... They have all the stuff that clowns wear. Like, 20 of them get out of a little tiny midget car.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, and then there was that one where the clown was using that dude as, like, a fucking ventriloquist doll.
Yeah.
Shoved his hand through his back.
Yeah.
Movie is awesome. But, no, I've actually got a little bit of insight into the whole creepy clown phenomenon. Because I've done my own independent research. I looked it up. Basically, it was a slow day at work, so I got on Google. They believe a lot of these are hoaxes, just like this people spreading like fucking fear, just this weird phenomenon, because I don't know if, I mean, I think now it's starting to surface, but at that time it had already been going on for several weeks and nobody had actually had a picture or a video of anything, which is weird in this day and age
where
if somebody shits in public, it's already on YouTube 15 times by the time the dude gets done wiping on his newspaper.
Right.
So
but all the othernesses.
Yeah, all the other othernesses. Now, yeah, this is a day and age, everybody's got a camera in their pocket. If you're a woman, it's in your back pocket, sticking halfway out,
yeah.
On them at all fucking times. And there was no pictures, no video, no nothing. And the few pictures and videos that people have seen have turned out to be pre-set up and shit like that.
Yeah.
And this isn't the first time, dude. Believe it or not, this is not the first time. The first reported case of shit like this happening was like, well, and, I mean, this shit started back in the 80s, as far as I can tell. There was creepy clown sightings then, but then again, they start in one area and barely spread outside that area. Sometimes they'd spread to another state, but the amount of turnover for that was a lot less. It took a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because they didn't have Twitter. They didn't have Instagram. They didn't have Facebook.
Yeah.
They didn't even have MySpace.
Primitive savages.
Had none of that, so it didn't spread as quickly. Because of social media, it's spreading all over the world. This is the first time I think I've ever heard of it spreading to fucking England.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I personally believe that most of it's a bunch of bullshit. Now there actually has been people arrested. That's fucking copycats. That's people being inspired by the hysteria.
Right.
Interestingly enough, this always happens immediately in the months leading up to Halloween. Every single time it's ever happened, because it's like 4 or 5 reported years of this doing that, always from August up to October.
Yeah. Creepy. So really what we need is the Winchesters.
Yeah, and frankly, well, no. See, that wouldn't work. That really wouldn't work. Not with the Winchesters. Sam is deathly afraid of clowns, if you recall.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sam would be useless. Damn near. That one episode, he was just running from that fucking clown. And just, I mean, he was on the verge of crying. It was just amazing.
No, don't touch it.
I'm touching it.
Anyway, so main topic. Main topic. So
Somebody in a clown suit's gonna get shot. That's all I'm saying
it's
on it.
definitely gonna happen, and then there's gonna be clown up outrage from those
Clown
professional
lives
clowns.
matter.
Yep. Yeah. And they have superpowers. So
Now,
yeah,
getting to the point of the spear.
if you woke up tomorrow morning in a post-apocalyptic wasteland,
Oh no, I can't check my Instagram.
what guns would you like to have for it? So this is a question that we found on the internet, which is a neat way to find show topics.
Yeah, because we're corporate lackeys.
Yes, we're corporate lackeys, jackasses. So yeah, I was thinking about it. I was like, instead of answering this one way, we can answer this a few ways. Like, obviously, the weapon that I want.
The fuck was that?
I don't know. The weapon that I want in a zombie apocalypse is not the weapon that I want
in a regular apocalypse.
in, say, another apocalypse. So, the Terminator apocalypse is not the same weapon I want as zombies.
Dun,
The
dun, 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 dun.
government, martial law is probably not the same weapon. So,
No.
you kind of, we'll talk about a few weapons that are good for lots of things, and then, sort of specific things, and then, just, so a lot of the guns are just good to have, and then in other situations, like, weird, like, laws of physics change, and maybe mass production of guns isn't available anymore, then you might want some different things. So let's just jump into it. Just off the top of your head, Mike, you wake up in a post-apocalyptic wasteland tomorrow morning. Genie's there, or whatever. Magically, you just have one firearm. Just what, just ballpark, like 1,000 mile, like, view of the thing. Any one weapon to survive any apocalypse. Short handheld weapon. I don't want you to be like, oh, I just want a fucking tactical nuke. any gun, any firearm that you hold. What do you want?
Well, now if we're talking just like a
Just
non-zombie apocalypse.
yeah, just general apocalypse. Like, it doesn't matter what it is. Just first weapon, just throw it out.
I would want a suppressor equipped, not a thing. Pistol of some sort, something that's going to hold. I want a big gun that holds a lot of bullets. I want something suppressor equipped, a pistol, maybe one of those Berettas, the bigger ones that now hold a shit ton more bullets.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want one of those. Actually, I want two of those.
You want two silenced your Chrome Desert Eagles, huh?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And shepherds we shall be for thee, my lord, for thee.
Yeah, I'm definitely going with rifle. Because basically, unless I can't take a. The only time I ever want a handgun is if I can't take a rifle. Give me the rifle as my first choice, no matter what. And,
Oh, and I'd also want a 12 gauge.
we'll get to that.
Okay.
So I think, like, number one weapon, I definitely want. I kind of want a 300 blackout with a damn good scope. I'm talking, like, I want to reach out and touch someone for, 1,000 meters or so. Like, I want, like, easily, like, $5,000 scope on that thing. And I really like the 300 blackout range. I've seen a lot of good videos with basically taking this light, small, really suppressible caliber, and making it into a decent sniper rifle. You're not gonna. It's not gonna be like your real, top of the line sniper rifle that's gonna be like, bolt carriage, bolt carrier. You know, as far as the semi-automatic goes, as good enough is good enough to reach out and touch someone and be close quarter vital. You know, use it for fighting. So, number one pick for me, and this is a tough one. I'm really gonna go with a 300 blackout rifle with a badass scope on it.
Hmm.
Possibly even, and I know your buddy Todd will support me on this, like an ACOG. So, which is like night vision that lasts forever and is scoped. So maybe an ACOG, maybe, but maybe even something stronger. Or an ACOG run through a scope so that I can take off, or even on like the side. So they have some scopes that you can mount on like these things, like you flip it over to the side out of the way when you don't need it, don't need the extra magnification. So that's my top pick. That's what I want for a general just.
See, and this is a hard topic because it's hard to pick one thing, especially if it's going to be good for everything you need.
And so we're talking about different things for different reasons.
See, because I also would want a shotgun, preferably something that's going to have a wide blast range. Like, say, I'm having to take on two marauders at the same time, and they're standing right next to each right. other. I want something that's going to take them both down.
Unless I'm wrong, and correct me, super gun nuts out there, that's what you use your choke tube for. So you can use the choke on the end of your, and I believe I have a choke tube on mine. You change or adjust the choke tube to control the spray, so you can have a narrow pattern or a wide pattern, and the shot of the shotgun shell does that. So like, you know, obviously you have like a buckshot, 00 buckshot. Mm-hmm. You have bigger balls in there, bigger like ball bearings in
there. We got the biggest balls of them all.
And then if you have like the bigger ones. I mean, if it's smaller ones, like so Birdshot has more pellets in it, more uh-huh. shot, you're going to have a bigger spread, obviously, just because it has
more time.
But those
do less damage to a person. I mean, they'll implant themselves. It's,
which is why they're better for, like, birds and stuff, because you're trying to hit something while moving, so.
Mm-hmm. See, I would love to have, like, some kind of a combat shotgun, but with a wide variety. See, okay, my ideal weapon... Combat shotgun with a telescoping like pipe on it, yeah. where you can make it shorter or bigger, shorter or longer. This is this is just me dreamchilding this,
right?
And like basically, arrows selection of bullets. You have your regular, you have your bird shot, and you have your 12 gauge, and then you have your deer slugs, and then you have ones that are full of rock salt if you want to interrogate someone,
right. Well, there's sort of tricks like so in your when you load your shotgun, like you can sort of alternate a few things for different reasons. Like you can have it like you start with buckshot to tear things up, throw a slug in there to like push through, throw in some dragon's fire to burn a motherfucker.
Dragon's fire, what's that?
It shoots flames out of your shotgun.
Oh, I didn't even know about that. That is awesome.
We need
awesome.
To get some dragon's fire, yeah.
Oh my god, you think?
Dragon's breath, dragon's fire, something like that. Yeah, it basically just it shoots flames out.
Fuck yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, alternate. Yeah, obviously, I own a shotgun, so that's definitely on my list of like, if I had to pick like, four or five weapons for the apocalypse, it would be on there.
I'm surprised. That they don't have, like, shotguns with, like, magazines or cartridges.
They do. The Sega one.
Sega.
Like, S-A-I-G-A. Sega. Sega. They have that. And then, so I had the idea, and I think I saw one internet build video where someone did make a Gatling gun 12-gauge.
Oh.
And they had the permits to make it, I think, fully automatic.
Oh, sweet!
Because it was Red Guns. Red Guns. I forget they had a TV show for a while.
Yeah, Sanford and Son.
No, it was.
Oh, wait, that was Red Fox.
Red Dead Guns or something. I don't know. They're in.
Wait, your girlfriend would know.
You're Red Dead, yeah. but yeah, I was thinking, I was like, because I saw this. Okay, so Guns of the Apocalypse, there's this YouTuber kid, Royal Nunsuch, and he built. Like a chest-mounted PVC pipe shotgun that was four barrels. So, like, you pulled it, like, crack-crack-em, crack-crack-em, and then two more barrels beneath it, like, so it was a four-shot shotgun chest-mounted. So he was a walking turret, basically.
Oh, that is... Oh, the kickback on that, you'd break some ribs, though.
He didn't seem to have any issue doing it.
Huh.
So he probably had padding underneath it, but yeah.
I would severely hope so.
Yeah.
No, but I could just, yeah, no, I just see that. A fucking shotgun with four barrels, each one filled of a different type of ammunition.
Yeah, and that would be really good.
Yeah, you just flip a switch with your thumb. Yeah, I should be a weapons designer.
Yeah, well, maybe we will build some, because I actually do kind of want to build a manual crank Gatling gun, which is sort of legal. It gets rid of the, because I was like, I don't know if I make it an electric crank Gatling gun, if that gets past the laws. But I know if you make a manual crank Gatling gun, that is legal, because that's still the same as semi-automatic. You're still having to, like, manually pull the trigger. So your semi-automatic, it goes as fast as you pull the trigger.
Yeah, because
so with a manual crank, you're manually cranking it, but it's, you can crank really fast.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I can build one.
Faster you crank, the faster you shoot.
Yeah, I think I can build a manual crank Gatling gun 12-gauge shotgun.
Sweet.
Which would be fun as hell. Fun as hell.
I tell you, one of my favorite movie shotguns. Did you ever see the movie Lightning Jack?
I know of it.
It was a Paul Hogan Western. Well, he, because Ben Doyle, Cuba Gooding Jr. is a character who's mute. Because he's not a very fast drawer or anything, he gives him this special gun. It's this 12-gauge double-barrel shotgun, but the damn barrel is cut off almost all the way down to where you hold it. So from, like, he's like, from, like, 5 or 6 paces, it'll blow a man clean out of his boots.
Wow.
Like, he shot at this barrel, and the barrel just fucking exploded everywhere. He's like, but from 30 paces, and it made him shoot at this wall, and, like,
nothing.
Buckshot bounced off. He's like, it'll just get him real pissed off.
Yeah.
So he's like, it's a close-up gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind a gun that'll just blow a man clean out of his boots.
Right. So, yeah, next top pick for the apocalypse, like, just general, because we haven't even delved into, like, zombie stuff yet, but some of this is an overlay. Next pick, I just want a 22 long rifle. My Ruger 10/22, any 22 rifle, just for hunting small game specifically.
Yeah.
Or even, like, as a human being, I do not want to get shot with a 22. And I think last time I saw statistics, more people are killed each year with a 22.
Really?
It's like 22 and then 9mm, I think. Just because they're both really common. But yeah, because, you know, everyone has a 22 for hunting.
Yeah, I can see commonality
from
it. I mean, there's some motherfucker in your house in the middle of the night. You grab your first firearm.
Right.
And it's the 22 that you just got done hunting quail with.
Yeah. And you have 10 shots.
Yeah.
So you put 10 shots of 22 in someone, they're either going to be pissed or dead.
Yeah, I mean, because I have heard of a lot of people getting shot with a 22 and surviving.
Well, yeah. I mean, I knew...
I've heard of people taking headshots from a 22 and surviving.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it can kill you, but it is... I mean, if you haven't seen a 22, what the fuck are you doing listening to this show? It's a tiny, tiny little bullet.
Right. I mean, regardless
tiny,
of that,
tiny
though, like,
little bullet in publications all over the country.
Everything above, like, airsoft and BB, I don't want to get shot with, like... If I get shot with a BB, because, you know, we're dumb kids. I used to play, like, you know, hide-and-go-seek with BB guns. Like, you play tag with a BB gun, like, tag, you're it. Like, there's, you know you're hit with a BB gun. Like, ow! You know, and you kids these days have no idea. Like, they're like, that's dangerous. You can't do that.
Well, the kids aren't that way. The parents are. And it kills me. The parents,
no, kids too, yeah.
Well, yeah, because their parents have coddled them that way, and the parents were the ones. It seems like they're out there fucking getting shot with BB guns.
Yep.
It's
okay for us to do it, but kids, you can't do that.
I hate to admit it, but it's our generation that have turned the kids into whiny little punks.
Yep. And I imagine that, not to derail this, I want to get right back on topic, but I imagine that it's going to get worse and worse to a point until the kids are like, their form of rebellion is to be as tough as hell.
You know what? Steve.
Steve
what the
fell
hell,
down.
Dude?
He got a lip on us.
It's our new mascot, Survival Steve.
Thanks a lot, Matt French.
Yeah.
Anyway, 22 rifle.
He tried to go down on you.
So we talked about basically a sniper rifle, AR-50. You know, like, I don't want to talk about main battle rifles, but some people get excited about that. So 22 rifle, shotgun, a large game hunting rifle would be my next pick.
Hmm.
So with a 22 rifle, you're going to take squirrel, you're going to take, you know, pretty much everything, you know, smaller than a deer. I would not recommend trying to hunt with a deer. Just for the fact that, like, yeah, you know, yeah, people have actually taken elephant with a 22, but that was lucky.
Wait, was killed an elephant with a 22?
Luckiest shot ever, yeah. Some old British hunters were, like, hunting in the, you know, Sahara, you know, that's wherever in Africa. And their plan was to basically draw the elephant towards one person by scaring him off with a 22 rifle. So like, you would be out in the woods. I'm like, Mike, shoot that elephant. So he runs towards me over here with my big elephant gun.
So he shot the elephant with a 22 and it dropped?
It staggered around, freaked out, and then dropped. Because he hit him. He got the luckiest shot dead between the eyes.
God.
Hit the brain, rattled around, dropped him.
Good God. Oh, not that we're encouraging elephant hunters. Elephant hunters, I believe, can go to hell.
To a degree. Elephant poachers, you can go fuck yourself. Elephant hunters, especially if you're going to eat it. And I don't really like elephants because they're jackasses. Elephants are like one of the biggest killers of people in the world.
Yeah, you know why? Because people are out there fucking trying to kill them for their teeth, goddammit.
Yeah.
Leave elephants the fuck alone.
So yeah, a big gun. And I'm really fond of the Remington 700 with a good scope on it. That is a good rifle to reach out there and touch someone. But, you know, you can spend a lot of money on that. I think I have a Remington 700. I think that's my... It's in the 30-06 caliber.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, 30-06 was a 30 caliber bullet created in 1906. I won't fucking forget that, you guys. I got so much harassment. I'm like, because you're like, why is it called the 30-06? And I'm like, I don't know. But yeah, it's a 30 caliber bullet. The cartridge was created in the year 1906, which, as far as I know, may be one of, if not the only bullet that was named with that convention. So usually bullets aren't named, you know.
Usually named by size, aren't they?
Size, yeah. It's not often like, you know, size and year. But I think there's at least one exception. But yeah, Remington 700, any, you know, like, people have been hunting deer for a long time with firearms. So anything, you know, deer, 30-06, that's good. It's what I'm fond of. There are several other calibers. There are several other weapons. Jeff Radke, I think, does not hunt with a 30-06. I think he hunts with something higher.
Thought he hunted with a welding gun.
No.
Hey, man, I'm going to weld you to death.
Yeah, there are a lot of
calibers. See, allude to my little friend.
I know for stuff bigger than that, you're going to want... So, elk, I think 30-06 is like... Can hunt elk with, but it's kind of getting a little on the low side. And then, like... Black bear, grizzly bear, like, I think you want something bigger.
Yeah, like a truck.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm not a hunting expert. This is for the apocalypse. But, yeah, I mean...
Yeah, we're getting a little off topic.
Right. There. I mean, you know, it's...
I mean, you will need to kill stuff during the apocalypse.
Yeah, so. I mean, for the most part, unless you live in an area with a lot of game that's much larger than deer, you know... 30-06 would be the way to go. For me, because this is all about me and Couch Potato Mike, what we would choose.
Fuck yeah.
For bigger game hunting, I'm going to go with the 30-06. Scoped really well, by the way. You know, so some things that I just have to pull up. 308 Winchester, that would be... 270 Winchester, that would be another good one.
Oh, look. What's it? Black bears?
Yeah, black bears.
What the hell is that
444
one?
44 Marlin. What is the
4570 government?
4570, yeah. The 338 Win Mag for grizzly and brown bears and moose. 300.
Leave WBB, the moose alone.
300 Win Mag. 7mm
moose rim lives mag. Matter.
So yeah. So it looks like because I pull up a chart just to help us out and help you out. For deer, you could hunt anything in the. It looks like 243, 300 Savage.
You know what?
270, yeah. So there are a lot of calibers qualified to hunt deer. And I know in a lot of states you are actually able to hunt deer with a 223. I would not.
You know, this chart that we're looking at covers everything from small game and varmints all the way up to black bears. I don't see anything about what we use to hunt the elusive escaping Jorn.
Nothing. He will never get to that door. But yeah.
it's like he's waiting for the leprechaun to come in and dematerialize the door.
Yeah.
Because Jorny is silly kitty.
Yeah. So hunting would be a whole other show, but, you know, you pick what you like, pick what you use.
I don't see anything in there for humans.
All of them.
Because in Apocalypse, you're going to be hunting humans, or at least defending yourself.
The 223 would be my pick. 223-556. The 300 Blackout I mentioned first, that would be a good, you know, sniper rifle, basically.
SurvivalPunk.com or Couch Potato Mike Industries supports the killing of other humans. But in the post-apocalyptic universe, with all the laws are gone, all bets are off.
Yeah. So, you have any other picks? What do you?
No, thinking? I pretty much covered what I wanted to pick. And this is for a normal, like, the shit has hit the fan, the population is down, you know, martial law, like, humans are your enemies kind of apocalypse.
Right. One more thing before we move on to some, like, specific.
Oh, and hand grenades. I want hand grenades,
yeah.
But those aren't really guns.
Yeah. Well, we're moving along nicely. We need to wrap
Hearing up. Voices but can't see your enemy? Toss a grenade down the stairs.
Oh, my God. Hardcore Henry, the best movie ever.
That so was. It was like a living fucking first-person shooter video game.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Brilliant.
Yes. Handguns. So, for the apocalypse, I am going... For my everyday carry now, I like a Glock 19 in 9mm. For the apocalypse, I'm probably still going to like a Glock 19, to be honest. I just like it. I know... What is it? Is it 7mm? I know my buddy Grizz likes the 7mm cartridge.
I refuse to believe that you actually know someone named Grizz.
I do. We interviewed him.
We did not.
We did.
You're making up fairy tales.
No. Let's see. Yeah, so the 7mm, I think 9, 7mm. Not a big fan of 40, to be honest. I feel that, so 40 is the recoil is really, really hard, and it's not that much, I mean, ballistics-wise, I don't really feel that it's better. And the only time I ever had a 40, it had lots of jams.
Do they make hollow point 22s? Because that would be amazing.
They do.
They do?
They do.
Wow.
Yep. So, that's another thing. Mike's Chrome Desert Eagles, that's a thing. you know, Dirty Harry Gun Magnum, you know, the Magnum.
Oh, yeah.
7 Magnum, yeah. 45 caliber, you know, old. That's another thing I didn't really talk about.
I'd also want one of those little snub-nose revolvers.
Yeah.
Because those can easily fit in a pocket or something like that.
And you know what? I didn't even talk about it in a
lot less jams with revolvers
in an article or something. But yeah, the revolvers are really fucking reliable. I don't like that you carry less and reloading is slower.
They have speed loaders for those.
And I know that some people are ridiculously fast at reloading them, but unless you train for it and practice all the time, like there's no way. The average person that just sort of, you know, like if you teach someone just the basics of safety and just how to shoot, and two people have never shot before, and you have one person with the revolver and a speed loader, and you have one person with, say, Glock 19 and a spare mag, the guy with the Glock 19 and the spare mag is going to reload faster every single time.
Well, that's why you go by pirate rules, and you carry, like, six of them.
Yeah, which is another thing. Like, you get to have a few weapons. I mean, for the zombie, for the apocalypse, if you wanted, I know some people are going to, like, frown on this, but if you had the spare, like, $200 or whatever, $150, that's with ammo. That's $200 with ammo for it, and you want to just, like, blow it and get, like, a high point in, like, 9mm, you know, for, like, $120 or whatever, and then with some ammo, and then, like, ziplock it and put it in a tube and bury it, you know, for a cash, a firearms cash, I couldn't fault you for that. I really couldn't. You know, yeah, they're ugly as shit, and I've heard things, but I've also heard they're reliable, stupid for some reason, and they're bulletproof, and they're like a lifetime guarantee, so I can't fault you if you're like, yeah, I'm going to go spend $200 and get some ammo and a high point and bury it in the ground in a cache with a Ziploc bag or whatever, Ziploc, but, you know, vacuum sealed and whatnot. Whatever, I can't fault you for it.
No.
For So there's like, for fun, move on real quick for the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, I was about to ask if we're going to change gears.
Yeah, for the zombie apocalypse, I still like a really good 22 for the apocalypse.
22 on a zombie, though?
Especially, like, you can get hollow points to do more damage, but I feel that a 22 is going to destroy the brain. That was your wife asking you, are you done, I guess, that messenger we heard.
No, she sent a link.
Okay. Yeah, so, you know, a 22, I feel that, you know, in the shorter combat distances, you know, especially if you have, like, a 22 sort of AR-15 platform,
mm-hmm.
Close range, it's going to be really quiet. That's really important. And 22 will be powerful enough to take down a zombie brain matter. So that's what I like. And then, you know, the 22, and I suppressed 300 blackout. I really like that, too. Something more go on that. I'm not really, you know. If you had a 22 handgun, could possibly work. Because you got to really balance the whole noise and whatnot.
Yeah.
Another thing that I've
kicked around. Anything with a suppressor, I say, for the zombie apocalypse.
The homemade and the technology for, for sort of Tesla coil guns, sort of rail guns. Rail guns is getting pretty decent. And with that, you're basically like flinging a ball bearing at ridiculously high speeds with magnets.
Basically, you're going to want anything that can take off a head.
Yeah.
Take out a brain, because that's the only way to kill these bastards.
And we're not talking about, like, you know, hatchets or spears or any of those primitive type weapons.
I say something that shoots like a circular saw blades would be awesome.
Yeah, but then, like, it's such a limited, like, such a limited supply. Like, yeah, yeah. For a little bit. That's why I was like ball bearings or something that were flung with magnets by a rail gun.
And you know something, and I'm going to just squash something out there for all the fucking, and I've talked about this before, but people who love The Walking Dead, I love The Walking Dead. Fucking crossbow is a horrible weapon for the zombie apocalypse.
Kinda.
I mean, yeah, if you're careful, you can go collect your fucking ammo and reuse it. That's awesome. Have you ever tried cocking a rifle-sized fucking crossbow on the fly? Those things are not exactly easy to cock.
You have to put it on the ground and step on it,
basically. You do! And you never actually see Daryl Dixon do that on the show.
Or some of them have hand cranks. You can crank it back with the steel.
And what really kills me, he'll shoot the one arrow, take out the zombie, then he'll bash the other zombies with this thing, which anybody that owns a crossbow knows that's going to fuck it up.
Yeah.
That's going to fuck up its accuracy, its tension, all that shit.
Yeah, not a big fan of that. So for zombie apocalypse, like if you had like a high end, super good, reach out for miles and touch someone sniper rifle, you know, like a good like lever action sniper rifle, you know, that, you know, if you're shooting, you know, from like a mile away and taking them out, yeah, that could be really good.
Oh God, yeah.
So I like that.
That's something for people up on the guard towers.
Yeah, not a big fan of any sort of incendiary, like if normal apocalypse, if you had like, you know, napalm or flamethrowers.
That would be fine. Zombies, you've now got a flaming zombie walking at you.
Yeah, terrible idea. I did one time to basically build brick walls and then have like an incinerator floor. It's just big enough room for like someone to walk through a hallway made of brick walls and have an incinerator floor,
mm-hmm.
and then basically like trick zombies through it and then incinerate them, like not flaming but incinerated.
Yeah,
but that's just weird daydream fun stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And this is all fun stuff. Like we don't believe in zombie apocalypse, but it's fun to talk about these weapons and sort of get the mind thinking. Yeah. What next? Yeah, I think we've about covered it. I mean, that's...
What about the clown apocalypse?
Fucking baseball bats to punch him in the nose? Yeah.
Pretty much. I love it. He took out the main, like, the big bad clown at the end with his, like, badge pin.
Oh, yeah, he just pricked him in the nose. Yep.
Fucking killer clowns.
Oh, yeah. So, like, super, super quick to wrap this up. Not zombie apocalypse, more like just Mad Max sort of stuff. Mike's much criticized minigun. that is not illegal, but you do need a tax stamp to own.
But you don't need a permit.
You don't need a... You need a tax stamp. That's basically... You have to...
It's not a... Whatever.
Yeah.
You don't need a permit. Okay. I maintain that.
It's just legal to own, but yeah.
That'll be on my tombstone, goddammit. You don't need a permit to own a minigun.
Yeah. That would actually be pretty decent, like if you could afford the ammo and whatnot.
Because it'll use a lot of ammo really quickly.
Yeah, but if you're taking down like a crowd, a riot crowd or something, yeah. Weird trick that I learned, like from prisoner
bazookas people, work really good for that, too.
They do. If you have a shotgun and you're trying to like control a crowd that's like rioting, you aim it at the ground, and there's like certain positions you aim it at, but basically it hits the ground and like flings dirt and rocks in their face.
Hmm.
So you take like a normal shot that would probably take out one person, and then you can basically like just fuck up several people.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. On concrete, I'd imagine the
structure. I thought you were about to be like, aim at their feet.
Aim at their feet, yeah. Take them out.
If you can't walk, you can't come at me.
Yeah. So what else? I mean.
No, that's probably, those are pretty much the.
Yep. Let's move along, Pong.
Because, like, a plague apocalypse, that's not going to, guns aren't going to help you there.
I mean, afterwards, when you have, like, you know, the survivors, you know, your basic gun battery, your, you know, your 22, your 223, 300 Black Cat, whatever your AR-style weapon is. Yeah, we're running long. We need to wrap this up.
God, we are horrible at streamlining this. We only did one news story.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. So, yeah, what's next?
What's coming up next is our Nutrition Punk segment. 7 ways to deal with food anxiety.
I was like, let's not do that. Let's go through it really quick. So this comes from marchdailyapple.com. We're not going to read the entire thing. It'll be in the show notes.
We're going to give you the highlights.
Give the highlights. So yeah. Reclaim eating for sustenance. It's common to talk about eating to lose weight, eating to fight illness, blah, blah, blah. You're eating to live, to survive, to allow your body to eat enough nutrients, energy to keep you going.
Basically, they mean eat enough to keep you alive.
So yeah, stop getting wrapped up. Eat to live.
Don't politicize every choice you make. You know, the morality of eating these days can careen decently sensitive and conscious people off a cliff. How many labels and certifications does it take to satisfy Portlandia standard? No, I don't understand any of this shit. Do I understand the usefulness of the standards? You bet. Organic and pasteurized offer more cases of substance, health benefit, heritage breeds, blah, 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 blah.
Yep. Dump the idea of perfection. Hell motherfucking yes.
First of
fuck perfectionism always. Never, like, perfectionism is the destroyer of the good. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the 80-20 rule, Mark's big on that. I try to push it a little bit. You know, like if I eat this morning, it was not cheat day, but I had some leftover pumpkin roll, so I ate it. Fuck it. Perfectionism, fuck it.
Don't dramatize your missteps. And this is basically saying, like, if you, like, eat that piece of pizza, don't kill yourself over it. Don't be, oh God, what did I do?
I ruined my whole day. Let's just, like, go down the whole thing. No, like, just get back on the thing. Keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Scrutinize your motives. I've seen plenty of people over the years lose themselves in anxiety over eating because they put their identities. I got distracted. I saw Jordan in the background. they put their identities in choices. Maybe they feel invested in self-righteousness or perfectionism, blah, blah, blah.
This all goes back to the whole perfectionism thing.
There is no way to live. Clean eating is a great action step and a real vitality feels great. That said, health isn't panacea and it won't ever cover for a life that doesn't serve you.
Yeah. 6, get back to the actual experience. Stop telling a story about you're eating and start feeling yourself eating it. It sounds so obvious, and yet the obsessive storytelling script running relentless monologuing is exactly what we do. Forget the health story. Forget the health story of what's in front of you. Forget the sourcing. Forget how somebody on Food Network would judge you. Yeah.
Fuck that.
And 7.
Oh, God, this is so good. Be grateful for every bite you take. Absolutely. It's not a huge step from mindfully experiencing your food to being grateful for it in the moment. When we drop the story about something, we can finally be present with it. There's a lightness to the moment. We're open to enjoyment of it. So yeah, just sort of be there. Be grateful for the food. Like, I find the practice of people that say grace to be really interesting. And I feel that anyone, regardless of religion or lack thereof, should have some form of grace. Like, basically, you're either thanking the animal, you're thanking, like, be thankful that you indeed have that food on your table, because there are a lot of people that do not have food at all. I mean, so if you're eating meat, some animal had to die. It's not a careless mistake. Like, that animal had to die for you to live. You should be respectful of that. And I'm not a hippie, and I'm not going to quit eating meat, but I do appreciate the fact that that animal died for my steak. And I got the Amazon product thingy of the day, and then Mike can do his rant, and then we can get the fuck out of here.
It is time for our survival thingy.
Yeah, so I tried this via the recommendation of Tim Ferriss, and it's...
I'm actually working on a jingle for this segment.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's the Four Sigma mushroom coffee. So it's two forms of mushroom coffee. It calls it, I think, Cordyceps, which is also Lion's Mane. I think it's just a different name for it. Lion's Mane does a lot of things to the brain, such as like helping to regrow those cells that science for years thought, once you kill a brain cell, it's dead. No, they actually do. They should do. They can regrow, and you can work them out and make them stronger. So about the product, no jitter, hand brewed. So it's like instant coffee with lion's mane and chaga, which are two sort of superfoods, super mushrooms. I tested it for about a week or so. There's 10 packets in it, and I drank all 10 packets. The coffee is pretty decent as far as, you know, instant coffees go, and I had, my wakefulness was pretty decent. My mental focus was pretty decent. You know, it's all subjective, but I was productive and felt better on the mushroom coffee more so than without the mushroom coffee. So, you know what? What is this? It's fairly cheap. It's several, it's like maybe $9 or $10 or something for it on Amazon. Give it a try. See what you think. And with that.
Interesting.
Yeah,
mushrooms and coffee.
Yeah, you would, like, Serenity was worried it would taste really bad. She's like, I don't think I like that.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah. She actually did. Like, it was really good coffee, and you can't, like, you think it's going to taste like mushrooms or something, but you can't. You just taste coffee.
And now, it is time for All Geared Up. I forgot the name of my own segment. It is time for All Geared Up with Couch Potato Mike. And this segment will be named My Body, My Choice. My fans, my friends, my fellow survival punks, I have been on a diet. I have been on a life change, a way of life. I've started exercising and I've started eating completely different. And I've lost 15 pounds. I put on a couple yesterday because of my cheat day. But fuck it, it'll all be gone by next weekend. That's not what's pissing me off. What pisses me off, and I show no offense to my best friend here, but it's all the other people. I don't need you telling me that when I'm in the middle of a successful diet, how to do it right. If it works for me, it works for me. I'm like, oh, well, you shouldn't be doing that. That doesn't work. God damn it, I've lost weight doing it. Oh, well, maybe you should be doing more than just walking. I'm losing weight walking. Well, you should be eating more vegetables. I don't like fucking vegetables. The diet that I've worked out works perfectly for me. I am full of energy. I am full of vim and vigor. And I am being very successful. And it's a diet that I can actually maintain because it's comprised of nothing but foods I actually like. And it works for me. And if you're on a diet that's working for you, don't let anybody else tell you to stray otherwise. Yes, there's 1,000 diets out there, and all of them work, but not all of them will work for you. So find what works for you, and tell the rest of the world to go fuck themselves, and go sit and eat vegan somewhere. I'm Couch Potato Mike. Happy ranting, and fuck off, my friends.
And that has been a Mike's rant.
Yes, it has been.
You didn't need more veggies, though.
Fuck you.
Just saying.
I don't need more veggies. I don't like veggies. I'll eat more cauliflower. How about that?
There you go. Next week we got
to
make.
We're supposed to do that this weekend.
We didn't have time.
God, we never have time.
Actually, I think we're gonna try to do it on Friday.
Yes, let's do that. We're gonna make the cauliflower pizza bites on Friday.
Yeah.
We have to. I want to make these before your girlfriend leaves.
Yes. And on that bombshell,
it is time to end. So, for the Survival Punk Podcast, this is Couch Potato Mike.
This is James Sickwin Burnett.
And remember, keep lots and lots of guns and lots of pockets when you're dealing with either zombies or clowns.
And don't forget to like and review us on iTunes.
And on Instructables, vote for James.
And DIY to shoot guns in the apocalypse, use guys.
Use guys!